9:30 on a, what is it, a Wednesday night. I'm looking for the Web Summit, and I've just asked a complete stranger who's told me that if I go down this particular street, I'll find where all these people have been out there buzzing. Oh, I see a pub here called Venue. It looks to me like there might be a whole street dedicated to the Web Summit. No, Mercant. This is it. Maybe I can get in here. Let me ask this man. Excuse me, can I get in here?
Yeah.
I'm actually officially registered person, yeah. And
can I go into any of them?
Well, look, can you give me an idea? What's actually, there are loads and loads of people. Is there any, or is it just huge numbers inside?
Here's quite enough at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll go and have a look. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, inside. Oh my God. I'm looking for somebody I recognize. It's a big pub full of entrepreneurs chatting to each other. There's a DJ in this room, there was a guitarist in the other. Wow. Fascinating. Wonderful. This wonder in here. People are taking photographs. All these people are from the Web Summit. Wow. This is huge. I feel overdressed. I've got too many clothes on, right? Let's keep going.
I've been there, but there are not many people. Mostly are here.
There's an awful lot of talking going on here. There are people here all over the place talking. Nobody I recognize, but that's not surprising because there are so many people at the Web Summit that I couldn't possibly... I mean, what are the statistical chances of meeting somebody I know? Interesting. I'm just keeping going. Now I'm going upstairs. This is very exotic. From here I get a good view down on top of the crowd. There's a lot of people having fun chatting. They've had a lot more drink than me, I suspect. Now what's this? Here it's quite normal to walk around with an iPhone, you know, if there are lots of people with smartphones anyway. I think I've found the quietest place. This is a very quiet spot. I'm by the kitchen, miles away from anybody else. I don't know what's happening here. I'm looking for a quiet place. Oh, there's another floor upstairs. Another floor. Wow. This top floor is empty. There are candles on the table. Go down again. Another man here is also looking. Are you looking for anybody in particular?
I'm looking for toilets or something.
Toilet, oh, good luck.
Can't be downstairs.
Yeah. I don't know if you find any of the... there's a lot of Smirnoff bottles here. A lot of Smirnoff bottles. Oh yeah, maybe I found a quiet place here. know, there are a lot of people here chatting, they're doing fine. They're all having a very good time. Very intense conversations. Wonderful. Eventually I'll find somebody I met today, but the chances are very remote. I mean, these people could be actually doing business with each other, but I think they're having fun, to be truthful. Okay, we'll go downstairs. They're all about, you know, 30 years younger than me. You know, so I really admire the... When I was a people their age, I was totally into politics. I'm not sure what they're all into, but they're having a real buzz. I just haven't a clue what to do, except I've reached a, looks like a cul-de-sac. No way out that way. Maybe there is a way out. Let me see. I see somebody called Zen Doc. Actually, it's quite a good idea. It says create, collaborate, comply. Imagine a company asking you to comply. I'm very non-compliant. So where are we going? I think I'm going to go back out on the street. I don't know anybody here. There's somebody here from a crowd called Conquer. Conquer.ie. .io, not .ie, .io. Hang on, this is a human being who might talk to me. Guys, you're live on air.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, who are you? What is your business? Are you in the same business?
Well, I'm a different business. You can ask him about his business.
Look, we had all day to do all that business stuff, didn't we?
Yeah, this is about pleasure.
I'm really looking for people who I recognize. I haven't seen a single person I recognize. I walked through a lot of it. There's so many people at this. I'm recording live on Audio Boo, the atmosphere. I'm capturing the ambient sound of the event.
Startups getting investment and
Oh God, are you an investor?
No, I just got an investment of 100 million there.
You're doing due diligence, are you? Or did you get an investment?
Oh yeah, I got 100 million there over the other side of the bar.
So you look like an investor.
Hey, we could create a bubble here. You put the word out, you got 100 million.
Okay.
We'll all try and invest in you then. We'll have a bubble.
There'll be a stampede through the other side of the bar.
You know that. Look, I'm interrupting you guys. It's I'm what am I in? I'm
change
in,
agents.
I've done about 9 minutes of audio, right?
Have you people through listening the
building,
in?
Right? No. I've been hoping I'll meet someone I recognize, or at least a person who will talk to me. I know, and the fact is, it actually does help to wear a shirt.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Good
I
mean, idea.
In honesty, I regret I don't have a shirt. I got so many bloody clothes on, it's ridiculous.
At least you have your badge thing.
I'm overdressed for the wedding.
You see, I went the other way. I thought, I'll be all fancy, I'll put on a nice shirt and a nice jacket. But you're much better off having the t-shirt like
that. A t-shirt is a bloody good idea. We're agreed on that. If the t-shirt manufacturers are listening, right, you've got two customers here for next year.
This is my clean Conquer t-shirt that I put on after the summit. So.
Did you sweat today? Were you on the stage?
Well, I wasn't on stage myself, but we were, as a company, we were on stage, yeah. So we were pitching. We haven't heard anything yet, and I reckon you would have heard by now if you're pitching tomorrow morning. So.
Of course, you guys are in a competitive situation, aren't you? Yeah.
How many are called for tomorrow?
12 to 16.
Okay. Right.
I was hoping that I could talk to somebody who was about to go out and pitch and was horrendously nervous. Like, especially someone who was throwing up.
Nobody will admit to it, though. Nobody will admit to being nervous.
what people admit is their business, I can observe, I can see nerves, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
There was a great Irish comedian, Maureen Potter.
Yeah.
Before your time, right?
Right.
This woman literally threw up every night before she went on stage.
Right.
I mean, I got shocked when I heard that. I mean, she was brilliant, extraordinary, very good. The thought that she had to throw up.
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah.
So throwing up is normal, in my view. You know. I mean, if she can throw up,
we can all handle a bit of throwing up.
Hey, look.
I'll stand tomorrow.
What stand? Give yourself a plug, for God's sake. You're a decent human being.
288. Stand number 288.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know a book by Raymond Bradbury, I think, called Fahrenheit something?
Fahrenheit 911, yeah.
Is it 911 or 451? What is it? Geez, I can't. I was with someone tonight, and the conversation kind of went off, you know.
Yeah.
So we ended up talking about science fiction. And right. He then said, I'm going off to exhibit at stand number, I think he said 451. And I said, Fahrenheit 451, that's Ray Bradbury's book, isn't it?
Right.
And then I thought, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe
and I couldn't get to Google to find out the real answer. Look, who are you, by the way? Just tell me.
Well, he's with Conker. My name is...
What does Conker do? Tell me. Just a quick word.
We do effectively game analytics for free-to-play games to help game developers make more money. So.
Well, the word that sticks in my mind above all is, and you have the uniform, you're a gamer.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Why do gamers wear black?
It went nice with our logo, you know, the logo.
No, that's not a good enough reason, really. It's all to do with being, what do they call it, end of the 19th century, gothic. You're all goths, aren't you?
No, I wouldn't say gamers are goths.
Are you a gamer?
No, I used to be, but not anymore.
It's probably because the,
Does
you know,
that mean you used to play Angry Birds and you got bored?
I have played Angry Birds on occasion, yes. But so has most of the
planet. Me too.
Yeah.
It's because, Fahrenheit 451, you're right.
451, there you go.
I think this guy is on stand 451 tomorrow, this other
right.
guy. But back to Conker, I've got to give Conker a big plug.
I think it's because the stains of, you know, just being a gamer just don't show up. You know, you're eating your dinner there, you drop it all over you, you know.
What's with the .io? I mean, that is what hooked me. I thought you were a .io. I've got poor eyesight. A .ie, I thought you were.
It's a cool new startup thing. Startups have adopted the Indian Ocean domain name.
I love it. You're a great storyteller. Now, what do you do?
My software company is called Element Software.
Element
Software, yeah.
ELEMENTS.
No, without the S.
Element Software.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm a poet, right?
Okay.
So when people mention words like element, you actually capture my attention.
Good. Well, that's what we're.
I don't know about your target. But I actually think element. If you use words like fire, water, wind, air.
Yeah, we wanted that side of things, and we also wanted the kind of the elements like, you know, carbon and titanium, you know, that kind of side of things as well. You know, scientific backgrounds as well.
But with a name like that, you could hook so many people, right?
Yeah.
Do you really want to hook so many people? What do you do? What kind of software do you do?
We do software for mobile apps, so user engagement software for mobile apps.
Are you the kind of unsung heroes behind the
absolutely.
App? I have to tell you, I bought my first iPad on the strength of Flipboard, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I bought it because I thought, I cannot resist anything as beautiful as this.
Yeah. Great product, great app.
I think it changed the game.
Yeah. Are you talking about Flipboard or the iPad?
Flipboard.
Right. If you can define a user experience that's different from everyone else's, and you know, so much fun to use, then you're gonna be on top.
I'm also in business, right? But I mean, if I was having fun like we are, right? I'd say my business is imagination, right? And the reason is that, you know, I do something which hinges very much, I believe, on the fact that users have imaginations, right? And they have already got a load of things in their imagination. And you're a business or something, right? And your imagination interacts with my imagination. Yeah. And together, you change me and I change you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, the customer should change the business.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm into, you're into elements.
Yes.
And I'm into imagination. So we have a good dialogue.
Will you do an analysis on our tagline?
Turn your back here. I love this. I love this. We game, we saw, we conquer. Oh, I love it. I love it. We game, we saw, we conquer. Who writes your copy?
We do. Between the three of us, we do it.
Do you sit around getting pissed and come up with a frame of words?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's how technology companies operate in the main.
I thought so, right? Look, I'm going to stop the audio boo, right? Because this has all been wonderful. It's been a great relief. But I'm tired holding the phone. Do you want to say anything? Do you want to give your company a plug? Do you want to give your company a plug?
Sure. If you're tired of your mobile app downloads going nowhere and none of your users coming back to use your app, then talk to Element Software. We drive 200% user retention and 400% mobile user engagement.
Can I headhunt you to work for me?
Definitely.
Because you're so bloody coherent. And I don't know, you've not drunk very much, but I'm highly impressed. What's your name?
James Harkin. James Harkin.
Are you Irish?
Yeah.
Can you be found? How would anyone find you?
If you Google Element Software, you'll find me.
Are you the CEO?
I'm the CTO.
Okay, you're an acronym man anyway.
Yeah.
And your name is?
Jeff Hart.
Jeff Hart?
Yeah, that's
lovely. Okay, guys, can I buy you a drink?
Oh, it's actually,